This is the Hold Your Goats podcast. 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 Hold Your Goats podcast.
All right. Let's go, I guess. Let's get this going.
Far away, but I'm there.
So far away. How many miles is that?
You know, I've changed my odometer enough that I probably should know, but every time I reset my trip, I forget.
Yeah.
It's like 100 and something, like 20 maybe. I don't know.
That's a good distance.
Yeah. I figure I can drive to and from Logan, probably like twice on one tank. So it's like half a tank when I, like a third of a tank if I come down.
Man.
A third on the way back. And that's starting to push it. I bet I could do two trips though.
Yeah. How long does it take you to make the drive?
I go faster than most people. Most people are like, oh, it's a 2-hour drive. I get there like in an hour and 30.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's a decent chunk of time.
Tell me about it. All I got to do is listen to music. I mean, you drive an Uber for a while, you get used to sitting in the car, your butt doesn't hurt anymore.
Right.
It's the worst.
Should get your CDL license.
I wish. And I could be out of state.
Yeah, just driving on the road. Coast to coast.
I did finish that class today, though. Not finish. I have 9 more hours tomorrow to do, but I'll be a security guard guy now.
Oh, that's dope.
Joke in the class was we're all going to become all mall cops, but that's not at all what we do.
Do they give you your standard issue segue?
I wish. Give us hoverboards.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. We don't do anything. No, but we're not doing security work like Paul Blart. It's different. It's more legit. It's like bouncer stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Never thought I'd be a bouncer.
Yeah.
But I thought it'd be cool one day if I was. Now I am.
Yeah. Is it decent pay?
Oh, yeah, it's pretty good. And I can make my own hours. There's a guy, he was telling me, works 70 hours a week.
Holy cow.
So it's all up to me on what I want to schedule.
Hmm.
And I can work from here to Park City to Provo.
Wow.
So that's nice.
Hell yeah, man. Dope. So I heard something that made me raffle now pretty hard. So the Middle East is really strict on homosexuals, right?
Correct.
Like they either get life in prison or that's like standard, as they usually get like at least 10 years prison time. A lot of the time they're in there as life. Yeah, and then if there's just kind of civilian justice, they would call it, or something like that, I don't know. But yeah, they throw them off rooftops, and it's crazy. But so in Pakistan, they lead the world in gay porn searches.
That's weird. I wonder if it has to do with that central population, because the India-Pakistan area is highly populous area in the world. I want to say there's like how many billion people in just India? I think it's 1 billion.
There's a lot. There's a lot of people living in a small landmass.
Yeah.
India, I think they have the most population per landmass. I think they lead the world in that.
Yeah, it's 1.252 billion.
Wow.
That's insane.
Yeah, China has the most, but they have such a large landmass that it's not even close to the percentage.
Yeah. You'd be surprised. China's population is not that far behind.
Well, China, I mean, and India are pretty close. Compared to landmass, the percentage
there. Yeah, I know.
There,
they definitely cover way more ground.
Yeah. Oh, I also heard, like, rice fields. They have a lot of rice paddies out in China.
Yeah.
But I heard that... So they're, like, always swamped with water, right?
Mm-hmm.
But rice really doesn't need that much water to grow in. They just over flood it to keep the weeds out, because weeds can't grow in water.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of cool. It's a little tip.
Yeah, I don't know anything about cultivation of rice. If you could talk to me about, like, peanuts, nueces, I mean, pecans. That's what they grew in Mexico. I passed so many fields of those.
Mm.
Yeah. Or corn, I guess.
It's all corn.
It's all corn.
All is corn.
Corn tortillas.
Corn syrup, man.
Oh, yeah.
It's in everything.
No kidding.
It's nuts.
Kind of.
It's kernels, I guess is a better way to put it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just thought that was crazy. Pakistan had the highest number of people searching for gay porn. I don't know. Yeah. And,
it's forbidden.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's pretty strict in Russia, too. They actually just had a bunch of, people who, kind of left Russia for persecution, and they said that they're, like, burying people alive who are homosexual. Like, that's insane.
Yeah, I don't want to get buried alive anytime soon.
No. Yeah, that'd be one pretty awful way to go.
This reminds me of Kill Bill, when the bride gets buried alive, and then she starts, like, one-inch punching the coffin.
Yeah.
Until she finally gets her way out. Or What's-His-Face buried himself alive for, like, a magic trick, Chris Angel.
Oh, yeah.
Scared everybody into thinking he died.
Jeez.
Because it started raining.
I don't know about those street magicians.
They're weird.
Yeah, some of their stuff is pretty strange. David Blaine's just a weird guy.
Goodness. I think everybody's gotten over all that kind of stuff. They had their time in the fame, light fame or whatever.
Yeah.
Now they're done.
Yep. Just step aside, make room for the real magicians, like Penn and Teller. Those guys are awesome.
Yeah.
The thing I like about them is that they think magic is stupid. Like, I don't, they like explain to you the tricks. Like, if you ask them how to do it, they'll tell you. It's just so,
like,
boring. And
like that masked guy. There's like a masked guy. I forget the name of his show, but he also does stuff like that where he'll show you how magic tricks are done. Look at what it's called. Hmm. Some weird masked guy. Yeah, they all had their chance. You know what else has died is American Idol and shows like that. Nobody really watches those anymore. I guess people are into
just got
void.
Sick of them, man. That's like they. Yeah. I don't know. I was
American
never really
Idol's
into
done
them.
For. America Has Got Talent is done for.
Yeah.
The Voice is ghetto. Yeah, it all sucks. All TV sucks.
I can't stand reality TV. It drives me crazy. I don't see how people get into that.
No, I can't get into it. We have, like, maybe 300 channels, English channels. We have, like, 900 Spanish channels. But we don't watch anything because nothing's ever on. I guess they play Gladiator, like, every day.
Yeah.
I guess really popular movie, so that's about the only thing that's ever on.
Mm.
But, yeah, our TV up here kind of sucks.
Man, I'm sure you heard about Syria. What's going on over there?
Yeah, I'm not following it as closely as I should be, but I've been looking into it.
I haven't been following the whole civil war as a whole, so I'm just like a newcomer into the story
But I just think of all these countries, right, that we are at war with, supposedly, and I think, like, you know, I personally am not at war with any of them, and yet they think that all of America is out to get them. They hate Americans, right? Because, oh, we're invading their country. We're coming in and doing these things, right?
Yep.
But I didn't say, hey, let's go attack Syria. neither did any of my roommates or you or anybody else around us.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Like, that's kind of just out of our control.
Oh, for
I mean,
sure.
Yes, we did vote for politicians.
Well,
or
what's interesting is back in 2013, so Trump said he launched the missile attack because they were using chemical, like biological warfare, which is forbidden in the Treaty of Versailles. Is that the treaty?
I want to say it was. Attention in history.
I can Google it real quick. I want to say it's the Treaty of Versailles, but
anyway,
yeah,
it's banned. It's banned. It's like trying to. It's just cruel.
Yeah, it's the Treaty of Versailles, the one at the end of World War I, because they used them in World War I, and it was just awful. But
gases, chemicals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they used mustard gas, and it was just bad. But so we said it was because they were using chemical weapons. But this isn't the first time they've used them. They did it back in 2013, and Obama did what the president is supposed to do. He went before Congress and said, should we take military action? And Congress voted it down. So it's just interesting that Trump just went and launched missiles without going before Congress, which is constitutionally what the president's supposed to do. The president shouldn't have the power to take military actions. I think Truman was the first one to do that as a president without going before Congress, but... Yeah, so that's kind of a big debate now. Just people.
Yeah,
saying,
there's all this garbage going on that's out of our control as citizens, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, to a certain extent. My dad, personally, he worries that something big is coming.
Oh, I
that there's
yeah,
totally.
Be
like an uprising. We're going to overthrow our tyrannical government. Mm. That's a little extreme, but I could see it too. I mean, it's escalating towards that.
Well, I was saying, I felt like there's going to be another war, like a World War III.
That's right around the corner.
That's like one of my deepest fears right now. I don't know, man.
I can't get drafted.
I got two kids.
Yeah, no kidding.
I don't know.
You gotta get on that.
It's just crazy. I'll move to Canada. Well, they still have the draft in Canada, I think.
yeah, but you're just gonna be what do they call them? Yankee?
Yeah.
Not a Yankee. A jockey? No, nope, it's not a jockey either. What is it?
You're not from here, eh? Sorry.
Yeah, whatever. Mountie.
A Mountie?
Yeah.
Hmm. Is it Mountie or Monty?
I don't know.
I don't
I'm
know.
Not Canadian.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know, man. War scares me. I don't think I'd be able to do that. I don't know, man. Like, I remember one time... And I was probably like 13. I was hanging out with some friends, and there was a mouse that got loose in my friend's basement. And his parents told us to catch it and get rid of it. And
yeah, I think he told me this once. Did he drown it?
Yeah, they wanted to. Some of my friends said, "Well, we should kill it so it doesn't come back." And I was totally not okay with it, but I was pretty not very outspoken. I think I just went along with whatever. And so they decided to drown it, of all things, which is just awful.
Right.
Man, I just remember seeing him just... My friend put gloves on, and he started putting it in the water, and the whole time it's just biting him, just trying to get loose, and... Just seeing the air bubbles come up and just the look on its face, it was horrifying. It still haunts me to this day. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, that's brutal.
And then, so they kill it, and then they just throw it out in the road. And then my other dumbass friend gets on his bike and runs over it like 5 times. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Oh, that's like serial killer. Like the makings
of a
serial killer. Yeah, I think
you told me that they're pretty messed up in the head.
Yeah. Well, he actually ended up... getting accused of, like, raping a bunch of girls up in my neighborhood, and, yeah, just really sickening stuff. His family ended up moving away, because they're all, oh, my son's getting persecuted, and it's like, no, your son's an asshole, you should go to prison, he's disgusting.
Just drive them down the road, right?
Yeah, they moved down to Alpine hill. And yeah, just tried to get him to serve a mission.
The other way,
yeah.
To the prison.
No, there was a big thing. His parents were trying to get him to go on his mission, and everybody up here like said no. They made it so he couldn't go. They like rode into the, I don't know who approves missions, but yeah, just said nope. No, he shouldn't go because he's not. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how it all works, but
there's plenty of people out in the mission that shouldn't even be out there.
Mm.
I told you that in my particular mission, there was a missionary who stole like $15,000 in dollars, in pesos. It was it was ungodly amount of money, right? But yeah, he just kept reimbursing himself, so it all came back to him.
Mm.
It just added up exponentially until eventually he had like $15,000. It's enough to buy a car.
That's crazy.
But he ended up getting kicked out. And disciplinary counsel or something weird.
I'd take him to court for that, honestly. But I guess it's a religious thing, so I don't know if they have the power to actually take him to court over it or not.
The church is just like any other place. It's ran off of business principles as well as religious.
Hmm. Interesting.
I wasn't there at the time that he did that, though, so I never followed up to see what happened.
Yeah. Man. Jingle, jingle. Stack of Pringles. Kris Kringle.
I can't fit my hand in the Pringles can anymore. They don't like our Facebook page. They don't message us. Like rare Pokemon.
Jingle, jingle. Stack of Pringles. Kris Kringle.
I can't fit my hand in the Pringles can anymore. They don't like our Facebook page. They don't message us.